Well, Walker and Scott, the Jolly Boys, still beating out the radio show of life here at the humble studios, the National Broadcasting Company here in the high top Sin Hill here in the nation's capital. And we're delighted to have with us on the show tonight the great sponsor that's been with us now for an hour and a half. Got the ironclad clause in their contract, Citizens Banks of Maryland, right?
Oh, yeah. And this is the time of year when people are coming into town, taking them on tours all around town. On your right, you'll notice the Lincoln Memorial and the statue there. Be sure to include a tour of the Beltway so you can see all 31 Citizens Bank of Maryland locations. You laugh. You scoff at me for saying that. Well, let me just tell you, there are 31 Citizens offices all over Montgomery and Prince George's and Anne Arundel County. I always have trouble with that. Thank you for hitting me there, because Anne Arundel County. And
you do the same for me.
I certainly would.
That's so, my teeth.
Come on over, and you can use any and all of these 31 locations as though it were your main office, regardless of where you opened your bank account. And you come on over there, and they can take care of all of your banking needs, trust funds, anything else that you have going for you. And those hours. Oh, listen, those hours. Open in the morning before work, in the evening after work, and on Saturdays up until noon. Citizens Bank and Trust Company, members of the FDIC, and that's the Federal Deposit Insurance
Company. Hey, wonderful, Sonny. I used to be in show business myself.
You did, sir.
My wife and I were the famous Zazaloffs.
The Zazaloffs?
Yes, sir.
And you're Papa Zazaloff?
I'm Papa Zazaloff. My wife, Myrna, she's not with us tonight, though.
Uh-huh.
We were on the Sullivan Show 2 weeks ago.
Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan on the television up in New York.
Yes, fine.
They're doing what they call sort of reminiscence night, you know?
Oh, yes.
And Grandma, she did her original act where they shot her out of a cannon.
Into Annette.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Only Annette wasn't there that night, and she went through the CBS floor.
Oh, dear.
They made her vice president, though. She landed on her head.